Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Mega Millions and the Powerball. My gosh, they keep on growing. No winner on Friday night for the Mega Millions drawing, which means tomorrow night's drawing, $1.6 billion with a cash option of $904 million. That would be the biggest lottery payout in U.S. history. Speaking of the Powerball, no winner on Saturday night, so that means Wednesday's jackpot drawing is going to grow to $620 million. The cash value of it is going to be $354.3 million. And also the Joe and Alex Show Mega Billions tickets. Listen to win. We're going to hook you up with two Mega Millions tickets every hour today till 6 p.m. So your next chance coming up in the 7 o'clock hour here on Radio Now 100.9. Get all the official rules and details at RadioNowIndy.com. This was absolutely insane. And thank God everybody's alive and no real serious injuries, but dozens of college students were injured when a floor collapsed Saturday night during a dance party, and it was caught on video. This happened at Clemson University. It was hours after the football team beat North Carolina. Students were jumping to the music. They were having a good time. They pretty much were like live the web girl on a weekend. You know what I mean? Getting up there, getting on, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, oh, all of a sudden, they're jumping around. The floor just collapsed, and they could kind of hear it, but they're like, no, that can't be the floor. But yeah, it actually gave way, and they busted through the first floor into the basement of an apartment. As many as 30 people were injured and taken to the hospital for various injuries. Police say none of the injuries, though, were life-threatening. But did you see
Thank
that video,
goodness.
Liv?
Yeah, I just saw it. That is insane. That's so scary.
I mean, you never think a floor is going to give away, right?
No, that's definitely scary. They're very lucky.
So that video is up online, RadioNowIndy.com. I actually took a Lyft this weekend. I took a Lime scooter, so I was doing all kinds of transportation, but now I'm kind of, I get scared, and I hate to say that, but when you hear these crazy stories, a Lyft driver in California had a mental breakdown while giving a woman a ride and was placed on a psychiatric hold by police. The passenger said the driver began driving erratically and then removed his hands from the wheel and covered his eyes with his hands and told her, quote, direct me.
Oh my gosh, that's like my biggest fear.
That's like a prank video gone wrong, right?
That is so terrifying.
I wonder if he was like, Jesus, take the wheel. Yeah, he said, I can't do this anymore. I can't go through life like this anymore. She convinced him to pull over into a parking lot. Cops arrived. They found the driver locked in a gas station bathroom. Officer said he was acting erratically, covering himself in soap and trying to bite them.
Well, you know, it's just another day.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Sports, we know who's going to be in the World Series now. Tuesday night it kicks off. It's going to be the Dodgers taking on the Red Sox. That'll be exciting. And Monday Night Football tonight, the Giants take on the Falcons. And let's wrap up Joe's Need to Know News with a little laugh this morning. This grandma is absolutely hilarious. Have you heard of a book called The Wonky Donkey?
No.
Okay, this is insane.
It's a kid's book?
Yes, it's a kid's book. And it's a big hit now, not because of Oprah saying, hey, read this book, or Donald Trump's, you know, the president saying something and it going viral. No, this is because of a grandma in Scotland laughing her butt off. I guess the video, her name is Janice Clark, and she's reading Craig Smith's The Wonky Donkey to her grandson. Now listen to it. She gets through it the first time. The second time around, she must have emphysema because she cannot handle it. Listen to this grandma.
I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw. He only had three legs, one eye, and he liked to listen to country music. He was a honky-tonky winky wonky donkey.
Okay, so she made it through. Here's part two.
I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw.
She's lost it.
One eye. He liked to listen to country music. Quite tall and slim.
Breathe, Grandma.
He was a lanky, honky-tonky, winky-wonky donkey.
That's a scary laugh to a kid.
That's adorable.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you can see the video that's up online too, RadioNowIndy.com. But I love that. Like, that's what I look forward to one day. And I know this sounds like an old man thing, but when I do become a dad, I look forward to reading like dumb kid books like that to a kid one day. You know what, Alex? Do you think that would be appropriate if we read to kids at schools, or would that be too young?
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes we go out there. That might be my new go-to book. Like, what's your favorite book, Joe? Like, oh, duh, The Wonky Donkey.
Yeah.
Everybody loves that one. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9.